This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. One of the victims severely injured and burned in the Boulder firebombing on a pedestrian mall has died. CPR's Allison Sherry has details.
82-year-old Karen Diamond succumbed to her injuries last week. She'd been in the hospital since the attack on June 1st. She, along with 30 or so other demonstrators, were raising awareness for Israeli hostages held in Gaza during a weekly peaceful walk on the Pearl Street Mall. That's when a man allegedly threw Molotov cocktails at the group. The suspect told police he targeted the group because of what he called their Zionism. He faces more than 100 state and federal charges, including for attempted murder and hate crimes. Prosecutors on Monday say they'll now add an additional first-degree murder charge to that tally. He remains in custody. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
And you can hear more on that story next hour and find the latest at CPR.org. The Denver Teachers Union and Denver Public Schools have reached a tentative agreement in their negotiations over a three-year contract. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The agreement caps elementary class sizes at 30. Right now, they're set at 35 students. Class sizes were last changed in 1994. Denver teachers will get a $1,000 a year cost of living raise for the next 3 years, not as big as the union had hoped. In addition, teachers will get a nearly 3% raise based on experience and education. Starting salary will be almost $58,000. The agreement still needs to be ratified by the union and the Denver School Board. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Stay with us for more All Things Considered.